The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asked for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asked for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets, the gospel of the Lord." Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. I think all of us can say that sometimes we asked, we knocked, we sought, and yet we didn't get the answer we want. So how is that? Why is that? Is that we asked the wrong way, we knocked the wrong way? Why didn't God answer our prayers? I think there's two different kinds of prayers that sometimes we offer to God. Most of our prayers that we are asking for something, it's a material thing. It's a thing of this world. Maybe I want to get this next promotion. Maybe I want my child to get in this college, or I want to, you know, get my through a surgery or whatever it is. That's not what Jesus is talking about in the gospel. Jesus did not come to fulfill all our material needs in this world. He didn't do it during his time when he was here. There were still people who were hungry, people who were sick, people who were not healed miraculously. Jesus came to get us to heaven. And every time we ask God for mercy and forgiveness, God will answer our prayers. Every time we ask God to show us his will for us, God will answer our prayers. Every time we're asking God for discernment, what decision to make, God will answer our prayers. But even in the end, all our material desires will be answered in heaven. So yes, God always answers prayers. Sometimes God doesn't answer our prayers for material things, because it's gonna take some time to make it happen. Remember, every person has a free will. And for our, you know, prayers to be answered, someone else, sometimes more than one person, have to cooperate with God and do the right thing. And sometimes they don't. So that doesn't mean that God doesn't answer our prayers. Sometimes God wants us to persevere, to remain in that relationship with him. Because sometimes people, when their prayers are not answered, they say goodbye to God. I'm not talking to you anymore. Jesus tells us, no, remember who this God is. He's your Father. Stay in that relationship. Maybe God has a better plan for you. Maybe what you think is good for you, it really is not good. And God knows something you do not know. It all goes to trust. Do we trust that God knows best what's best for us? Do we know that God answers prayers and what's the best time for us? So yes, in general, God always answers our prayers, unless sometimes our prayers could not be what we're asking for is not good. Then obviously God will not answer that prayer. But the important thing is for us to trust God, to stay in that relationship, even if our prayers are not being answered the way we want at the time we want. What helps us to get through those difficult times is to remember that God loves us as his children, and he knows what's best for us.